I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Eric Krohn, security awareness advocate and technical evangelist at KnowBefore, the world's first and largest new school security awareness training and simulated phishing platform that helps you manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. To learn more about our sponsor, KnowBefore, visit knowbefore.com. Eric, welcome. Great to have you back with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, we've been working with KnowBefore for years now. You and I first met a good few years back, and you think it's going to get better, right? We're talking about cybercrime, phishing, ransomware. There are amazing companies like yours who are doing so much for the industry. We cover it here in the media, and yet phishing is at an all-time high. Ransomware is the fastest growing type of cybercrime. This is just off the charts. From where you sit, Eric, what are you seeing? What are you hearing?
No, I agree. I hear it all the time, especially like you said, with ransomware. Organizations are being impacted time and time again by this. And you're right. It keeps growing, which is a little frustrating given the fact that we've been trying to make so much in the way of improvements technically and in other areas as well. Yet, like so many other things in cybersecurity, it's a game of whack-a-mole. We get better at defending, they get better at attacking. And we've just reached a point of maturity on both sides that's pretty significant, and there's a lot of money involved.
So we know we have a big problem, right? If you want to call them, hackers or cyber criminals or black hats, they're coming at us. And hopefully on the user side, the employee side, things are getting better. Are we turning the corner? When you look at the typical employee today, Eric, just really at any company, hopefully they've been through some sort of training. And as you know, people leave one company, they go to another company. Maybe they had good training in one place, not so good training in another place. Maybe there's a great security culture at one company and then they move. But just overall, do you think the typical user is any better off today than they were 5-10 years ago?
I really do, actually. I think a lot of them are more aware of the threats that are out there and how serious it is. We're seeing cybercrime in the news all the time, in the mainstream news. They go home, they turn on the TV, and they hear about this happening or that happening too. And so I think that's really started to kind of sink in with folks. And I think they are more literate about it. But kind of like I said, I think the attackers, these bad actors, have also really upped their game as well.
So I read the KnowBefore blog every day, and the reason I read it is because there's fresh content multiple times a day. So it's one of our go-to sources. Your CEO, Stu, wrote a piece a few days ago about VEC, VEC, or Vendor Email Compromise, a derivative of Business Email Compromise. I'm reading through it and thinking, oh no, this is not going to be good, because when something new is on the scene and the awareness isn't out there, it's a problem. How do CISOs and security leaders, just stay up on all of these new threats?
Yeah, that's a huge challenge, because it is changing all the time, and new tactics and techniques are being developed. And they, of course, have to be able to defend against those things. But I think a lot of people, they follow some of the social media stuff. Like I said, the blogs that we have, I think, are fantastic, actually. We put a lot of good information out there, and they work really hard to do that. But also social media and the news, and also networking amongst each other. I love what a lot of the federal agencies are starting to do with sharing some threat intel, like CISA. And, if you look at FBI's InfraGuard program for some of the organizations, that's also a great way to keep up on the upcoming threats or the new and exciting threats.
So let's talk about solutions and, how we can combat this, solve this problem, the problem of cybercrime, and make our employees safer, which make our organizations safer. The first time I spoke to you, Eric, I don't think culture came up. Not that you weren't aware of it, not that KnowBefore wasn't talking about it, but maybe just either we weren't ready or, there weren't as many receptive ears. But now I think the market's ready. KnowBefore has put a great message out there. So maybe we can start there. Talk to us about culture, what it means to organizations, what it means to CISOs.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we've reached the point that the overall culture is starting to really be something that people are recognizing, a security culture within an organization. That can be seen sometimes, unfortunately, in the bad ways. We see it a lot, like with these organizations that may have breach after breach repeating out there. You're kind of like, oh, it's these folks again. I mean, obviously, there's an issue there, but you know, we've done the awareness thing and we've gotten people to really understand and see the benefits of making people aware. But we follow the ABC principle a lot, which is awareness leads to behavior change, which leads to an improved culture. It's actually kind of a journey, if you will, along those ways. And what we're really looking for now is let's go above just making people aware that there's threats out there. Let's change those behaviors and the overall culture of the organization improves. And what's beautiful about that is once that's improved, as new people join the organization, we tend to look around and see what others are doing. We're creatures of social beings here. And when they see other people lock their computer and get up and leave, you know, they never leave them unlocked. They're going to automatically fall into that. And I think that's something that's important that we understand is that as that culture starts to permeate the organization, we see a lot more improvements and ease of keeping that going. I love our focus on a stronger culture these days.
So by now, Eric, I hope that everybody listening to us knows what security awareness training is. They should. That's where it all started. So a decade ago, you know, that's what we were talking about. And there were all, you know, spins and angles on this, vendors coming at it from different directions. KnowBe4 was always a pioneer. You were the first company who really got loud and talked about the importance of phishing simulation. But now, of course, I think we're in a place where most people know what that is. And, you know, the rest of the market is sort of catching up. So here we are, 2023. So in that, you know, whole realm of security awareness training, what are some of the other tools or solutions that CISOs and security leaders should be looking at?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The term solution is one that we never use here because that implies the end of something, right? Like that's the final end game. And it's never going to be that way. We're more about managing the human problem in cybersecurity, okay? So having said that, some of the things we really focus again on is the human side. So we've got a product out called Security Coach, which helps with point of failure training. When somebody does something wrong, it feeds in from all kinds of different areas, maybe even your web proxies, and somebody goes somewhere wrong, it can pop up and say, hey, this is why you don't want to do that. There's a lot of different things that go along with that to deal with the education piece. Now, the other thing that we've done, though, I think that really sets us apart from a lot of the other places is we have so many different types of training, even for the same things, right? It may be live action. It may be animated. It may be funny. It may be more serious. Every organization has kind of their own feel, and they're going to learn from those differently. So we give them choices to be able to do that. For example, I always say, I wouldn't try to train a law firm the same way I do a Silicon Valley startup, right? It just doesn't kind of feel the same. So we have a lot of different options in that. Plus, as you probably know, we've gone global. And with that, we not only translate things, but we have a lot of localized content. And where that comes into play is, I mean, translations are great and all, but sometimes we know that things don't directly translate from one language to another. It doesn't necessarily make sense in another country when we speak things. So by having these things developed all over the globe, it makes sense to those places where the people are actually seeing it. And that makes it relevant to them. And honestly, that's one of the key things when it comes to educating people is making it relevant to them. Why does it matter to me? And does it really click with me? Otherwise, it's just noise in the background.
So Eric, I want you to talk to us about KnowBe4, the company, and you're really, you know, one of the perfect people to do that. If I'm not mistaken, you've been there now for 6 or 7 years. That's a long time in our industry. And it goes back to some of the really early days at KnowBe4. We produced a documentary, and this is, I think it was the end of 2019 or 2020, and a lot had happened by that time. So KnowBe4 had become a unicorn. And a lot has transpired since then, but more than anything, market leadership growth, you know, how does this, you know, company just continue quarter over quarter to keep getting bigger and yet maintain, you know, such a great reputation? You really don't see that with a lot of companies in our space.
No. And I think what's happened is we still really embrace our customers. We listen to the customers when they ask for things. Our corporate culture is one that is, it's very inviting. It's an odd thing. I come out of a certification world prior to this a little bit. And when I would go to conferences and be at these conferences, a lot of times the members of that association weren't exactly happy with us, right? So I was always kind of defensive. With KnowBe4, what's happened is a lot of the people come to us at the conferences and they tell us how much they love our product. They're like, oh, this has made such a big difference. This has made such an impact. And when they give us feedback and they go, hey, you know what? This might be a great idea. We actually get that stuff to the product team, the developers, and they take that into account. And I can't tell you how many times people have come up and been like, wow, I talked to you, you know, last year or 2 years ago, and we talked about this sort of thing. And I ended up working with them. And look, now it's part of the product. This is fantastic. That's something you don't see in a lot of organizations, but it's something that even as we've grown from a very small organization when I first started 6.5 years ago to this very large global organization, we've never lost track of that. We've never lost that vision. And I think that just continues to set us apart from pretty much anyone else in the industry.
So I want to ask you about small businesses before you leave, Eric. You know, we often have Fortune 500 CISOs, Global 2000 CISOs. You know, these are very impressive people. They have structured organizations. It works its way down to, you know, even having dedicated security awareness training managers. And that's a wonderful thing. And it's a lot of progress. But when you get into these companies that have 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 employees, sometimes they don't even have someone heading up IT, let alone cybersecurity. So forget about security awareness training. What words of wisdom do you have? Because at the end of the day, you know, those humans are so important. They are, you know, at risk, or they're making the company safer. How do these small businesses cope, and what can they be doing?
Well, it's very tough as a small business because your people are wearing a lot of different hats. Like you said, we don't have a dedicated person to this piece here. Sometimes they don't even have dedicated security staff, right? Yet that doesn't mean they're not targets, because we see over and over again that the small, medium businesses are getting hit by ransomware, by business email compromise attacks, you know, where money's getting wired out. So they have to defend against it. And there's a couple of nice things. Like with our platform, one thing that I really love is the automation. So even if you don't have a lot of people, you can set up the campaigns and they regenerate every month. They just rerun, send you a report. You can make your adjustments as needed. But generally speaking, it's easy to set up and it just continues to go through an automated process. That's a big thing there. We also have a wonderful group of people out in the channel, a lot of MSPs that can also take this and handle this for you as well, and some in-house as well. So there are services that are available to use our product if you really have nobody in there to do it. But honestly, frankly, I think because it's such an easy product to use and because it makes such a big difference for such a low cost, especially in their security posture, I think small, medium businesses really do need to take this seriously. But again, look for something that's easy to use and takes as little bit of energy and human time as possible.
Well, Eric, it's great to have you on with us. You know, every time I listen to you, I know why they call you an evangelist and an advocate. We need more people like you in the industry. Thank you for that, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. And obviously, we're very passionate about this. So thanks for having me here and giving me an opportunity to talk to you.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Eric Krohn, security awareness advocate and technical evangelist at KnowBe4, the world's first and largest new school security awareness training and simulated phishing platform that helps you manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. To learn more about our sponsor, KnowBe4, visit knowbe4.com. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.